This is Wade Branthie with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The UN review finds World Health Organization continues to lack the capacity and skills to deal with the health crisis on the scale of Ebola in the future. Harry Shearer, voice of many characters on a long-running Simpsons show, returns for the 28th and 29th season after a public contract dispute. Between 2005 and 2009, 29 counties or parishes, fewer than 1% of the U.S., accounted for approximately half of all death sentences in the USA. In Caddo Parish, Louisiana, where Shreveport is located, from 2010 to 2014, more people were sentenced to death per capita than anywhere else in the country. An elite group of security technologists have concluded that American and British governments cannot demand special access to encrypted communications without putting the world's most confidential data and critical infrastructure in danger. Local 100 United Labor Unions won a $10.10 minimum floor for all workers in the giant Houston Independent School District, impacting hundreds if not thousands of employees. Greece has another deadline to come up with a financial plan for the EU or in all likelihood leave the euro. Malaysian officials have frozen bank accounts as part of an investigation into what that country's sees as its troubled development fund and findings of money transfers to the prime minister's personal accounts. Super PACs are now outsourcing the field operations and voter canvasses of campaigns, opening up a new level of effort to get around campaign contribution limits to federal candidates for president. The Obama administration unveiled commitments totaling more than half a billion from charities, investors, states, and cities to pay for solar and energy-efficient projects for lower-income communities in order to triple capacity of renewable and solar energy installs in federally subsidized housing by 2020. CVS, the drugstore company, has left the board of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce because of its advocacy of tobacco projects regardless of health impacts. The FDA has approved a new drug to cut the health risk for heart patients' death risk by 20%. Professional Golf Association, PGA, has pulled its Grand Slam of Golf from a course owned by Donald Trump after his comments about Mexican immigrants. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Branthie, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.